Scooter boop boop. I got to be careful breathing into the mic there. What's
had
up?
Had a horrible, horrible time visiting family at Christmas and I'm looking like this.
Yes, people listening in, we are live right now on our YouTube channel. We rarely do a live show. We've done it twice before, so this is the third time doing it live. It is Wednesday, 27th of December, around 6 o'clock. Well, it's 20 past 6 now.
Timings we're giving out now. You know what I'm saying? Timings.
Just so people know, because this is going to be hanging on the internet for eternity. So just so people know, you know what I mean? It's your boy, Amber, and of course, my main man, Theme, in the place.
Goddamn place.
So hopefully some people join us. I should really post this on our Instagram just so we get some heads in the place. But you said what? So what was your...
This is going up on YouTube though tonight on the Almshouse channel, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's streaming right now live.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah. Once but then we finish, up. Yeah,
it goes yeah. up. Yeah. I mean, if it's a real fucking bullshit episode, then I can take it down, I can edit it and then put it back up. Which I most... Actually, I probably will upload it again so it appears on our main page. But anyway, that
big up CJ and big up Bretner. People already jumping on.
Oh, we got people pretty, pretty in nice. The chat. What's going
What's
on?
What's up, people?
Merry Christmas, man. Merry Christmas.
Decent little Christmas mish. Decent little Christmas mish.
Yeah, you popped over to the family
and a little Christmas mish. Oh, bruv, the difference between the white... Dry, long. You know, I haven't been to my mum's house for years.
Yeah,
like this is the first time I've actually been in there in like 5 years.
Yeah,
and I went in, had dinner, rare, and I'm looking at these people. Yeah, honestly, I'm thinking like, yo, now I'm like an onlooker on my own fam because I'm outside. Do you know what I mean? Looking at and like the shit they're talking about, if they're barely speaking, then like my brother will try and break some ice, so like one of them shit jokes that comes out of a cracker, and everyone like ha ha ha, and then move on. You know, yeah. What I mean, back to silent, talking about like, oh, you know, Dorothy down the road, and she did. You're like, yo, what the fuck is it? And I'm thinking to myself at the time. A, I don't really know these peeps anymore. B, I was always different from them anyway. And C, now I'm kind of outside, different, like my whole culture's different from them. Looking in at it, I'm like, nah, man, this is dry as fucking dick. Yeah. Jeez. There's nothing. Yeah. And then I go to your house, open the door, people are getting mashed, you're on the mic, fucking spitting bars on your chaise longue with your feet up at the karaoke bars. Your sister, everyone's taking it, passing it around. Your mum's getting involved. I'm like, rah. Food's better.
Yeah, food was good. But I cooked the food this year, man. Me and my brother, big up. Talal
with his marmalade salsa on the duck. But your sister was saying that was her inspiration.
With the duck, man. Yeah, Talal cooked the duck. I cooked the beef, but I overcooked the beef, man. Blasphemous. Like I love my beef raw. Okay, I don't know how that sounds, but I like it really fucking, like, you know, very.
You want beef? I got the whole store.
You know what I mean? Like, I definitely overcooked it like a motherfucker. So I was a bit disappointed.
Oh, did you? I didn't yam any beef. I only saw a duck there.
I ruined it, the beef, man, by overcooking it. I mean, okay, to some people's standards, maybe they wouldn't have minded it, but I like it. Rare, man. The rare. I like it, like where, you know, you listen to the beef close enough, you can hear it.
You killed it that day, yeah.
So I definitely overcooked it, but my gravy was the bomb, baby.
Homemade gravy, not from a fucking Bisto packet.
No, yeah. I made it straight from the, like. Yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole recipe, but yeah.
The fats and the juices of the fats and the juices.
Exactly. Yo, we got more heads in the house, man. We got lampposts in the place. What's going on, man?
Big up Lamperty Lampatron!
We got chaos in the place, man. Yes, we got to have it rare.
It's got
CJ.
To be rare, baby. It's true. It's got to be rare.
Bretner, what's up, man?
Bleeding out that mother lover. So yeah, came round.
Yeah.
We had a few drinks and that, and then we thought, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yo, my man Insa was in the
big
house.
Big up Insa.
And then we had another friend join us. Big up my man Ono. I got to shout out Ono. Obviously, I'm not going to say his real name, but Ono, he's come out of the woodworks. So we just went on a local easy mission. Insa was on one, though, man. He was like, fuck it, let's go. We were like, all right, calm
this
down.
Is part. This is the best part of it, lads. This is the best part of it, lads.
Yeah, you know what I
mean? We're not in fucking like Earl's Court, you know what I mean, or underneath G. Like, when we were doing that mission, though, I was starting to feel like a bit of a dick.
Nah, it was fun.
Look, me, I'm thinking every Christmas, I haven't battered it since, and I always think, there's. Do you know how many trains would be laid up and like the yards full, and they're using all of the layups and shit. You know what I mean? Sheds. Tunnels, like little spots next to White City, or Parsons, bruv, would have just been rammed with overflowing tubes.
Yeah,
that's the time, bruv. That is the time, right there. Well, there's actually no public transport.
I know, bruv, but
those rails weren't even on. The Central Line wasn't. I swear to God, those weren't even on.
Yeah, probably not, man. Probably not. But
it never happens. Well, I'm doing crap for my J's, you know, not all the time, but all the time. It's like bare safety measures, bro. And fucking that day there is the day. I just like looking around thinking, this is fucking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
The only people on the tracks would be writers.
Pretty much. I'm surprised we didn't bump into anyone because we walked a lot, man. Like, we fucking walked miles, man. But still, it was a bit out there anyway.
Miles!
We're live, man. Be careful. Yeah, anyway, So my man was just going off.
Just one. Another mile, bruv. It's just and what, bro? It's a mile away. He goes, and let's go now. We're getting a move on now.
It's like fucking hell. It's already 3 a.m. We're like, by the time we walk all the way there and then walk to this other spot and then come all the fucking way back, it's gonna be.
He wanted to go back. Yeah, but it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas. We're like, you motherfucker. We can't go into too much detail, obviously, for obvious reasons, man. We got, is it Northampton in the house? Double N5. Brettner, we got the lamppost and all them crew.
Baby.
Crew's up. What's up, man? Well, yo, listen, Themos, about 20 minutes ago, I just posted on the Instagram stories. I said, yo, give us some songs to listen to and react to. People have been sending bare tunes, man. So I'm thinking maybe we get started on that. I mean, obviously, we don't have to stay the whole time listening to tunes, but we'll listen to a couple and then continue from there. We got a bunch of graff as well to critique, but what better way than to come off with a little bit of music? All right, let me work out how to do this now, man, if I can remember. Okay, I'm just going to share the entire screen.
How are you
share
getting
audio,
on with
share
there, old boy?
A tab
How
instead.
Are you getting on with that old boy? I'll tell you about going to the fucking dentist past 40.
Dentist or opticians?
Optician, sorry. Nah. Optician.
Yeah.
It was the optician. Fucking hell, it's weird, bruv. Because you go there, you know, you still feel the same way in the head after a certain age. It doesn't really change. Yeah. And if you're early 40s, that shit hasn't really, you know what I mean, you haven't considered all the shit that happens that people say to you when you're in that age. So the optician, I had to go in because he's I want to get new glasses, and go in, I'm like, he's like, oh yeah, you're due a checkup, and I'm like, all right, sweet. Well, we have to do that before you go. I'm like, yeah, sweet, go on. The more time I'm out of work, blessed, you know what I mean? And you sit in the chair, all the usual shit. Everyone's been to the optician bare times. You sit in the chair, sit back, you look at the card, there's all the lights now that they've got the letters on the wall and they get smaller as they go down. There's like a row of about 8 and then bam, 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 bam. I'm like, let's get on with it. And Bosch, looking at the thing, and he's like, can you read like the first line? I'm like,
obviously.
Bruv, that's like in my face. Like, read the first line. Second line, third. By the time I get to like the fifth line, I'm like, no, I can't read that shit. Well, you can sort of make them out, but you know some of them might be wrong. Yeah? And he's like, sweet. Okay, your whatever it is, short-sighted hasn't changed. Like, it's still exactly the same. I'm like, I thought so. Anyway, can we get the glasses? And he's like, oh, hang on. I'm just going to give you this card, and I just need to read it. Yeah, you're like, yeah. But he's like, give it to me. The letters are tonk. bruv. I've never had this card. The letters are tonk, bruv. Like the size of the height of a tennis ball. You get like three letters across them, yeah, on a card like this. No bullshit. Sit there, yeah. And he goes to me, can you read those letters without your glasses on? I'm like, without my glasses? Bruv, they're like this. Yeah, I don't even have vision where you can't see short, close to you, yeah?
Did you tell him, I can read graph going past the train window, bruv? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm like, can I read this? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, BRD4. Like, what the fuck? Literally like this. And then he goes, gets another card with smaller writing on it, gives it to me. And he's like, can you read that? And I'm like, bro, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to like hold it like that miles away so I can't fucking see it? Are you asking me if I can read this? And I start getting a bit pregnant. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What? Yes. Manson makes the argument that human beings are flawed and limited as he writes. I'm just like, what are you talking about? I'm reading it. He's like, okay, what about here? I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? What do you mean here? Like, yes. Like, honestly,
he's holding it right up to his face.
Close to my face. Not like here, so you can't read it. Like here.
What
are you talking about? He's like, listen, got to do these extra like little tests because people of your age. And I'm like, no. What do you mean? People my age. That's my first reaction still. Still feel like I'm 20 something. What do you mean?
Exactly.
How old are you, motherfucker? I'm like, you know what I mean? What the fuck? And, he's like, people of your age would do extra tests because what you're going to start find happening, like not what you might, start happening to you, I'm like, what is your whatever, and you'll find it harder and harder to switch between looking far away with your glasses, taking them off, and looking up close as shit. And I'm like, no, I won't. That's all in your head, bruv. That is all mental, bruv. There's no way. I'm like, how old are you, bruv? He's like, I'm 20. He was late 20s. And I said, I'm 42 years old, yeah? I'm going to the gym. I'm playing football twice a week. I'm active, bruv. You're asking me if I can read this? That made me fucking shit myself. Well, what do you mean, can I read this, bruv? You're a dick. It's fucking blatant. Like, what do you fucking mean? Have I got my short distance glasses? They're like -1.25, bruv. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they're 7 and 8 and a man can't see. I just wear contact lenses for football. That's the only reason.
He's being overly cautious, man. He's just being overly cautious.
But the way you come away from it and you're like, oh, shit, son. That night on the train on the way home, I was like, I play this new game now on the district. Like, spot who's older than me.
Oh, shit.
And you're like, because when you're on the tube, everyone gets the tube.
Yeah.
The older you are, the less you get the tube.
That's true.
It's a stat. That's a fact. And I'm start looking on it. It's rammed. You're thinking, holy shit. Like, there might only be 2 definites and like one maybe older than me. I mean, this is fucking wrecked. And then I just start feeling I'm completely irrelevant. Like, completely irrelevant. And this kind of age here, no one gives a fuck about anything. Even though we're like running the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Senior execs, CEOs, prime ministers, but they're a bit older. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're completely irrelevant.
Well, that's the thing, man. That's
asking you if you can see stuff, which is fucking here. When I was doing lyrics the other night, I was getting a little bit jiggy. I was like, yo, this is going quite well. I know. Remember that I used to go mad, mad, and then I felt my knees. I was like, yo.
Oh man.
They're not hurting, but they're there. Like, what's that? I'm fucked up.
No, it's not a nice realization, but you know what I mean? It's you know,
full of grey hairs.
Yeah, well, that's
but my balls hang way lower than my dick, bruv. Bubble buff, Larry Longballs, they call me, bruv. Larry Longballs, man's got like proper turkey gobblers. You know what I mean?
Fucked up. But you know what's even more messed up? Yeah, I don't have a grey hair on my head. And I've got 20/20 fucking vision, and my dick goes longer than my balls, man.
Your dick
does. I can't. It does. You want
to? You being serious?
I'll show you right
fucking
now.
Hell, bro.
We'll start on OnlyFans, and I'll show you guys, man. No, I'm just kidding. But now, for real, I can't relate. I'm still 28, bruv.
Exactly. And I would batter this geezer in every physical aspect of life.
Exactly.
I think if you take care of yourself,
that's what matters, Steve. That's what matters at the end of the day, man. That little
that's all that you can batter the optician.
You can batter him for everything. So fuck that guy. But yo, listen, it's good that Shoe Town Hermit is in the place, man. Jim Jam.
46 Superman. Over at Lamppost. Lamppost is getting 46. He's feeling the nut, the long nutsack crew, bruv.
Yeah. I think there's going to be people who relate, man. But listen, he was the one who's the first suggestion on the Insta was for Stacey Latissaw by Left Lane Didon. I have no idea, never heard of it. Let's give it a listen, shall we?
All right.
Stacy. Hold on, this isn't coming through the thing. Hold on. Nah, it's not. It's not coming through the fucking thing, man. Is it?
It's been an excellent day. Tonight gonna be even better though.
Yeah.
I'm a Bellari, get the money, that's well known. I'm a Bellari, get the money, that's well known. I'm a Bellari, get the money, that's well known. Sucker. Oh, who that? Hey, what's up, mama? Can I stop you for a moment? Chop it up and learn your name, age, and find out if it's karma. I had a lot of bad relationships and drama. Asking God when
nice.
I was gonna see a real one, then I spot you. Body remind me of the Mrs. Fat Booty Dime. Shorty Rocky super fine. Make a nigga lose his nah. I'm cool, but keep
yo,
the fuck
up, Lampo,
the one I always knew I'd find. Yeah. Hell, right? Check it. In my teens, I was lost. In my 20s, I was caught up in the fog, the allure of breaking laws. But now that I'm mature, I'm taking off. Ballin' with my dog, spoiling shorty. I bought the bitch a mall. What it cost? Just know it's cake involved. Ha! We sniping bitches, ooh, ooh, the mating call. Kiki love me cause she drive the latest car. Was with me back when days was poor. But we don't gotta live that way no more. So I'm making sure.
Shit, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's left. It's left.
It's a nice beat.
Immobilize, get the money, that's well known. Immobilize, get the money, that's well known. Immobilize, get the money, that's well known. Sucker, sucker, chill. P, baby boo, maybe it's true. Let's make a move, but if you think I'm finna be chasing you, you sniffing crazy glue. Embrace the truth from rising up like your Daisy Dukes. Yeah, them goofy hoes chase the crew, but keep the faith, it's cool. Don't get hung up, break the noose. Let's get these funds up. Chase the loot, chase the loot. Let's hit the turnpike, just me and you, me and you. And bring the work back like we used to do. I'm used to you, call me. I set
the
sack up, nigga, that's all me. Can't catch my link up in Harlem, we hit Canarsie. Car seats gliding, vibing, maybe I'm still wildin'. KB text me and say she still riding Fendi. Let's get it, hun, when it's set and done, we had in the mat. And it's sun to eat lobster, get an extra one.
Get an extra
yeah,
one.
We had a ball, then she got jealous at the Essence Fest. I caught a blown kiss from Stacey. Shit, damn, that was hard.
Themes,
come on, man.
You know what? Themes. I was gonna say, what do you think about when? Hold on.
Who was the first geezer on that?
I don't know. It just said, just says, Left Lane Didon.
Left Lane. Didon.
Actually, wait, hold on. It says here,
Left Lane.
Jivson and Jay Nice. And the album was called The Shoulder Season 1.
And the song was that American singer's name. What was the song name? The same as that American.
Stacey Latissaw is the name of the song.
Yeah.
But what do you think about that? Because that beat, it had like the singing over it. And then they were rapping over the singing on the sample.
People used to hate that. And I used to never understand. Like, if you're, bro, people in hip hop think they know too much. If you're making music, you make your music that you want to make.
Yeah,
make some music, bruv. Don't start listening to, oh, you can't have a vocal over. Jungle MCs, do you remember back in the day? People used to get fuming. I don't like him here because he spits over the, bruv, he's going in. He's been going in for like 2 minutes and then a tiny vocal comes in on the record. It's like, oh, you got shot. That's what I used to do, like Pirate and everything. Because you got to show that you know, innit? You got to show that you know. So you're like,
I'm one of them guys, man. I'm one of them guys.
Yeah.
I'm one of them guys. But sometimes.
What, on a jungle trek?
Well, even
barely
jungle,
any change.
Jungle,
I used to do it, don't get me wrong. But, like, I used to follow them rules. But
with jungle, if you're hyped up and you're in the rave, then yeah, okay, you know, you can get away with a lot more. You know what I'm saying? But. I don't know. In general, as a rule of thumb, I think that's a good.
But Man of Man's not following any rules when a Man of Man makes music. That's what I'm now trying to get out of. is all boundaries and all restrictions and themes got to be like this. He's got to rap like that.
No,
the some of the shit I've recorded on the Ray Vendetta shit, I'm like, I would be usually worried about releasing it, because when I release stuff, I just want to show that I'm an MC. That's it. But this time I'm not doing. I've done it. How many times have I done that?
Yeah.
How many times?
It's called thinking outside the box.
Yeah, but man, I play guitar. I'm playing all sorts of not on the rap music shit. I play guitar, but I spend hours.
Yeah.
Rehearsing hard, you know, fucking songs, Led Zepp and shit like that, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, what am I doing? Some of the stuff, when you delve out of hip-hop, and I don't mean into like grime and rare, completely out of it, you realize no one else is thinking like that. All other people's types of music is just completely creative on what they want to do.
And that's a good way to be, man, for sure, not to be restricted. And ultimately, you know, the old saying, how it goes, the rules are there to be broken at the end of the day, but you need to learn the rules first. And you've been through the trenches, you've done the rules, you've learned the rules, and now you're at a stage where you're like, you know what, fuck the rules, let's see where else this can go, where else it can take me. And that's a natural progression, man, you know what I mean? That's a good
and Melon, look, years ago Melon and M9 said, was doing a track with him, and I might have mentioned this on the pod, and I said, yo, you know, you're doing your 16, we went to the studio together, he was a bigger MC than me, I'm like, yo, this is cool that we're in the lab, blah blah blah, are you gonna do your 16? I remember him turning to me and said, who told you it was gonna be a 16? And in my mind, I was like, 16, hook, 16, hook, 16, hook, and then we're done. You know what I mean? Intro by me and an outro, and then we're done. And I realized that, what the fuck is that? You have to spit 16 bars. I get 16 bars of music and into 8 bars, but it doesn't have to be like that. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. Hold on. I'm a little bit concerned because we've not had any new comments in a while, and we've got 18 people tuning in right now. I just want to make sure nothing's fucked up since I... did the old screen share. Could someone please leave a little
comment? Just all Akit and all of her brethrens, and as soon as I started talking about my Larry Longballs, they left.
They all left. Now we got 18 heads in here, man. I just want to make sure that the streaming is still going.
Oh, I got steroids. Look.
Is it?
Look at this one, is called Man the Fuck Up.
Literally steroids right there. What the fuck
some,
is that?
Some American...
No wonder your balls are... Oh, no. It's supposed to make
Larry Longballs.
No, it's going to make your balls go smaller. Okay, nice one, guys. Yes, we got...
Nah, it's not... It's not. What did I say? It's not steroids, unfortunately.
Actually,
but you're getting pills called Man the Fuck Up. It's pretty decent.
There's something I can do as well. Look, I can show people's comments like that. Look. Ooh, byway or the highway.
We are getting technical inside. We're getting mad
technical, son.
No gremlins in here.
Why don't you get the guitar out and play the guitar?
Have a little shindig, shall we?
I mean, if you want, while I play the
motherfuckers, next one. That is not my guitar. You know what I mean? Look at the size of it, if I put my hand on it.
Yeah, that's not like that one.
In the, I bought that in New York, though, and I brought it back on the plane.
Okay,
cool. That was a very nice, guitar.
All right, I'm going to now...
Haven't been to New York for 13 years, 12 years.
Okay, look. Shit, this son. This is another one by Shoetown Hermit. He suggested this one. And you know what? I've been wanting to play this on the pod for a little while. This is Donka Factory. You know about Donka Factory, right? Yeah, of course, yeah. So,
am I in Donka Factory or what?
Can you see that now on the screen, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so this is from DJ MK's mixtape.
I know what,
Underground 2002. That's my man Thor on the front cover there, wearing the TFL.
There he is, Thor-y boy.
And he actually produced this track as well. Okay, I'm going to play it now. This is just the freestyle, Donka Factory, DJ MK freestyle. But still not playing through the fucking thing, man. I can't hear it through my headphones. It's playing through the speakers on my fucking...
Just sing it. Sing it in Arabic instead.
No.
Donka Factory. Big up the MK. Big up enough. Whole crew. Yo, Donka Factory. Right. We're coming. Yo.
Norfolk's residents. 10 tenants. Terrorists. Like a trap with a Rolex. Vex Tunnelway. Come shots and platter ya. Move amongst the crack cat. Spit a Ags tag. Leave a stain like an acid tab. Lean walk tracks. Got a lust for buff slags. String them out like skag hags. It's Donka Fact.
Big bro. International. Rap global superhero. 10 temp freeze at sub-zero. Mr. Monster, Al Bero, dispose of you like Necro. Anyone can let the Teplo witnesses, they better get go. Cocaine stacked like Lego, from the docks to the ghetto, submerged with hand metal. Pop one, kill the devil, now the beef all settled. West London rap rebel, deadly on a heavy level. Big stones turn to pebbles, that's why the game at you.
Barcelona language, damage trap, deep combat, complete contact. Who is me? Feel the bunt lap. Terror, the act, heel and swoop on that. Acrobat, flip till sip gas, peel you off brass. JP's instinct stings, what you playing at? Bill, 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 bill. I'm feeling feedback. Screw face, don't compare at MTS
on
flat.
On a subway, a ricochet, yes. Wanted for war crimes like Pinochet. Type of brother, you can't rehabilitate. A minister trained, unacceptable behaviour. I piss on a minister of transport plus a writer. Get more missing than your liar. Try and stay on course like a tight fighter. Make the world brighter. A little whipper snapping, ripping shit up every day. Listening to breakbeat mixtapes by MK. Chisana bottoms up to my rhythm. From pounds to liras. Underground network like Al Qaeda's.
Collapse salon trying to spit this. Lip paralysis. Bite a suit for damages. Wrapped in bandages. Mentally hazardous. I terrorize 16 bars with deadly arts. Don't know the half like a midget. Doesn't know the other part. From start to finish. Stinging like a jellyfish. Acting nervous when you heard this. Got more rhymes in surplus. Conversation nauseous.
MK's mixtape. London's finest. Donk a fucking factory. Fume teaching zombie.
Yeah, that's right. All you underground cats. Factory EP. Rats built coming soon. West Kent, Fulham, SB acting on the map. West London up in this. UK up in this. Wablow.
Wablow. Yeah, boy.
That brought back some memoirs, man.
Isn't it? That's some raw
fuck
shit,
me.
Man. From Author and On The Crew, MTS, Donka Factory. Go check that out. It's on the screen now. You can get
Pissing on the transport minister, plus a writer.
you get taken more than your lighter, was it? You get robbed missing. For more than your lighter.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. You know what? There's actually... Hold on. Should we listen to another one?
Brilliante.
Yeah, okay, hold on. There was another one someone suggested. Let's see, fucking hell, my phone keeps going. Okay, Benny is back. Suggested this Guru song from Jazzmatazz. Insert A by Guru. Mental relaxation.
Stopped at the last spot before I hit the train station. Needed some room for the mental relaxation. Yo, son, pass me the medicine.
My medicine. Yeah. I need come out here alongside the guru. I got red eyes.
This bring back memories as well, man.
What? I got
contact like Namac, I then consume all fools who blunder, so I take them underground. Cause I got the crazy fat sound, I blend it with jazz and mystify the masses. We teach blunt rolling classes. My dialect reflects hip hop at its best. After a fat blunt assessing, yes, I guess that you could call it habitual. Why? Cause every day it's a ritual.
Diplomatized stick, look out for Popo Whip. My eagle never skip, cause a bit like me don't slip. As we elevate, my ghetto mind stay, cut like a double play. But wait, red eyes, what? I got red eyes. Tell you what, red eyes, why?
I'm good, Morgan.
Independently minded, indeed a new breed, and suckers can't compare to the master. The truth.
Wait, hold on. Let me try something out, Steve. Can you hear me talking?
While I'm unlimited,
yeah. All right. Can you hear the music now?
Yeah.
Is it the same? Did it change at all?
Yeah, mucho, mucho.
What?
It sounds like you're playing out your laptop.
Okay, sweet.
Believing Jah, the gunshot helps me reach
okay, so it is worth
creative
it.
Levels of enlightenment. And when I'm writing, then you know just who's on the mic.
Let's go to the next one, man.
Man.
You took a nap, kid. You know what? FSD underscore life said we should listen to Sonny Jim, Tommy Lee Scott. Oh shit, hold
Larry
on.
Long balls. Larry Long balls.
And then we're gonna get into some graffiti critique.
Larry right? Long balls.
This one long oh, this only came out a month ago, man. So this is from his new
Larry.
Sonny
Jim and Larry Longballs and Crime Apple. I like Crime Apple.
Scott and Crime Apple, yeah, and featuring D Styles. Sonny Jim, you seen him on he came on that other podcast that I listened to, Juan Epp. You know Juan Epp podcast? It's like
Almshouse, mate. Think I listen to other fucking podcasts?
Oh shit, that yo, Jazz Kahina picked the winner
comment
of the t-shirt. Yes, so I'll announce that. I'll announce that after this. Let's go.
I know they say that the grass is greener.
Also, you like how I got my ad block on, yeah? I don't be.
I was just thinking that on the last track. I said, what if this goes to an ad and Bosch? The one I don't know never works. That doesn't stop anything.
Well, YouTube recently have prevented the ad block, so I had to remove the ad block. But then I put it because I can't watch YouTube now with adverts on it. It's just it's unwatchable for me, man. I'm not watching fucking 5 minute adverts and shit. Fuck that. Anyway, but I put it back on, and now it seems to be working for the time being.
It was just a tight space. This is cabin fever. You and your man is falling out. Alopecia. Me and mine be good for time. Look at man's demeanor. Look at it. Really though, eye to eye. It's an optical illusion. That's by the by. I got it underneath the seat on the driver's side. 10 man on diesel playing five aside. Whatever they said, I can double that. I got it on me right now in this duffel bag. Acts about me, lumberjack. Burning gas while I'm thumbing through the condo nest. Ah.
The best word. Suck it,
the full fledged facts.
Careful what you wish for. Split a wishbone, I wish you would. Heavy thing, tell me, did you do everything that you think you would? I might be dancing in Colombia, just living while the getting's good. I might be with a duck getting hyphy out in Cricklewood. Posture like I'm goaded. Vodka and the pasta, now I'm bloated. Maracas with muchachas by the ocean. Wow. But it's not a though, you notice. Those are just a couple weekdays. The beat plays, and me, I just hear something I can cremate. You need faith, play Jesus close like Mary. Before chips was earned, I let the fish burn like Larry. New whip like Derry, okay. New chick like Riri. Okay. Loose lips on the weenie, new wrist like TV. Oh. Colorful, wonderful, bitch like I'm in love with you.
Oh, really?
With chicken heads, I'm cuddle proof. Like, don't you got something to do? Numerical nuptials. I counted like Dracula. Magic trying to make an Aston Martin out the Acura. My fam had D around the same time as Pamela. So logically, they had sticks the same time as Tommy Lee. That informed a lot of me. But now I'm pretty clean economically. Truthfully, my bitch hit the lottery. Wow.
What do you think of that beat?
Lottery.
Yo, what's up, bitches? It's your boy T. Lee. Yeah, that one, Tommy Lee. Shout out to Sonny Jim, Crime Apple.
All right, okay.
Who made the beat?
I don't know, man. It says Sonny Jim, Lee Scott, and Crime Apple featuring D Styles. That's all it says.
D's nuts.
What did you think of that beat? Did you think it was cool?
I thought it was very polished. Very polished. Very
yeah,
clean.
But would you rap on that beat, on that type of beat, with that drum break kind of? And the
at the moment, no.
No.
At the moment, no.
No, fair enough, man.
Let
me announce
it's
the winner.
Very Sonny Jim kind of beat.
Yes, I agree. And I like Sonny Jim's beats, and I like that beat. I
like
that
swag
beat.
On it.
I reckon that beat, if it went any longer, I would have got bored of it, to be honest. It didn't do
much. But they did change it up quite a lot.
It changed up a bit here and there. Yeah. Yeah. And them lot, they were spitting on it. It was all good. But okay, let me just announce the winner of the t-shirt and then we can move on. What was I going to say? Okay,
so. What's the question? So the question was, yeah, why does Almshouse batters everything? Because it wasn't a question, it was a statement.
Yeah.
It was a dot, dot, dot. And we asked people to leave comments saying why Almshouse batters everything. And we got some pretty good responses, to be fair.
We got some good cool
replies, ones. Some good responses.
I should really read some out, really, no? I don't know. It's not this one. Fuck. Oh, shit. Where is it?
Big up the lamp, LAMP.
All right, okay.
Paint them yellow BRs, bruv. Do you think I need to go and paint them yellow BRs, bruv?
So big up Bretner. He's in the chat right now. He goes, Almshouse batters everything because you don't know nothing about no graph.
Yeah.
He batters everything because...
no graph.
Because they paint yellow BRs, bruv. And then Tom Bacon was like, they batter everything because it's the only place to catch that gritty D&D. And then he said, thanks a lot.
Gritty D&D.
He bigged us up, man. So salute him. But the winner, I asked, because we asked Jazz. We said, okay, Jazz was going to pick the winner, Jazz Kahina. So salute Jazz Kahina.
Jazz and, did not feel happy during the D&D.
Who knows? And it was also Talal just went way too puzzler.
Talal, bruv.
He went way too puzzler, but we fixed him.
Puzzler and Riddler from Batman.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be better next time. But she picked this one because Amy Slimehouse Ed Hardy party.
Oh yeah, bust a little fucking rap on that comment. She bust
a little rap, man. Shall I read the whole thing out? It's a bit long, but I should since she won the competition. Almshouse batters everything because they the true rulers. Got gold you don't even see at the jewelers. Three wise men and a beautiful witch just trying to fulfill this Christmas wish. With enough spray cans to make any man think Santa came through in a big red van. And Jazz said that she liked all the comments, but she said that was the most creative one, so she went with that. So Amy Slimehouse, I don't think she's in the chat right now, but she's an avid listener and watcher of the show, so salute to her.
And you got slimy limey.
She got bars. Noah Dickinson is saying, yo, that's bars, son. Bars.
Oh, shit. I didn't see if Gemini, my brethren, Gemini was in the final. What'd you call it in rap battle? The attacking the champ. What's it like? Taking the title match. Fucking hell, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Attacking the champ.
What are you on about?
That's what it's like in boxing. Like, I'm gonna do this champ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
That's how it came in my head.
But in what? Match. In what?
Rap battling. Battle rap.
On what?
Don't flop.
On Don't Flop. Okay, who cares about Don't Flop nowadays? Like, really? Who gives a shit, man?
But Gemini can rap, bruv.
Yeah, now big up Gemini, of course.
He can, like, properly spit on many a different genre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's versatile.
I wanted to watch that. I wanted to big him up if he won it. I don't know if he won it, but he probably, for me, he definitely won it.
All right, well, okay, sweet. You know what I have been watching? Talking about battle rap, there's the GTX, which is the LA one, because there used to be Grind Time. Remember Grind Time back in the day?
Yeah.
I loved Grind Time because the battles weren't longer than 10 minutes. They were like 1 minute rounds, like timed at 1 minute, and they cut them off at 1 minute. So they didn't fucking go on about fucking 10 minutes.
I don't know any of that. I didn't.
Well, I used to watch it quite avidly back then, yeah? But now they're back. What's his name? Lush One and all the old crew, man. They've come back together and they've made this and they've been releasing battles and they've been a lot of fun, I got to say. Anyway, big up Amy Slimehouse. Please, if you watch this, hit us up on the DMs on the Instagram, please. And
with the address, baby. Send us the mathematics, you know what I'm saying?
There's the Instagram is there below. Almshouse to your mom's Yo. House pod. So you can go check that out, okay?
Also, nice. Yeah. We're going to move on to graph sketches.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
I want to... But I want a big, what's this? DDS in the comments. 3 years to 3 years today. 3 years since the ads, Oxford mission.
Yeah.
Three years. Seems longer than that.
It was the second Oxford Street mission, isn't it? Because there was the one, the original, the Graf Bunnies one.
Yeah, surely. Yeah, that was thinking shit. I wasn't completely mental. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that was the 3 years ago. You know, we all know who did it, man. Yeah, big them up, man. No doubt. I don't know if anything like that happened this year. I mean, I haven't heard of anything yet, but I've not really had my ear to the grindstone, as it were.
Chaos, man. He knows that the yellow BR's line keeps them awake at night.
Yo, salute Fexy. Fexy's in the chat, man. He's the one who provided the t-shirt, man.
Provided the tees.
Yeah.
Big up Fexy, man.
Thanks, mate.
And thanks. Yeah. Yo, I want to big up someone else. I want to big up, yeah, Chase and Status for sending Manaman care package.
Ooh.
Manaman got care package.
You got care package from
Chase. Not only did Manaman get paid, Manaman got a care package.
Nice, man.
I'm well pleased with some of it, man.
Wicked.
Well pleased. And I wanted to show you.
Yeah, let's see it.
In particular.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these shits. So, first of all, I'm at work and a private courier comes. I've got a package from Universal Records. I'm like, blatantly. So I just stand up, just sort of stand there, like, in front of everyone in the office, like, blatantly mine, isn't it? It's blatantly mine. And the guy's like, gives my name. I'm like, yeah, we'll have that. Blatantly mine.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's so exciting. What is it? And I'm like, oh, shit. I open it. I'm like, oh, shit. Maybe I can't show all these kind of dicks this thing. Mm. But they sent me t-shirts. They sent me CDs. They sent me, bruv, the vinyl.
How many copies of the vinyl did you get?
Very. One for me, man. I got a sign and shit. And
you said you were going to get me one, bruv.
I did. I asked.
Okay, cool.
I did both.
As long as you asked him, that's all right.
They're like, nah, bruv. Care packages are going up to like these sort of beats.
Yeah, but I just want the vinyl. I don't want the fucking care package.
You just want the vinyl. Yeah, well, you know what you can do, bruv? You can go and buy it, bruv.
Oh, fuck's sakes.
Nobody badder than we. T-shirts, yeah. The liquor and cigarettes thing with RD. But, bruv, this thing here, and CD and shit.
Yeah.
But, yo.
The vinyl. Nice.
In the plastic, yo. Check it out. It's got the old fibbings. I did all of this shit.
I know.
Crazy. All of this shit.
Crazy, man.
All of this shit. All of the bat. All of the hand style. All this is all my shit. All the t-shirts. All the merch. All the fucking visuals. Sorry, with Cash, with the visuals.
Yeah.
100%. Big up Cash. But yo, big up Arsene. It's got us written in the credits and shit. Look at some of these photos, bro. Have a fucking word.
It's crazy.
What, Acton Yard? If I can leave it out, you fucking prick. Look at these. Look, they're selling this photo. For like, you have to buy that photo with me doing a Badadam reach.
Yeah.
They got Zombie on there. Look, little chrome and black plug. Chase and Status and Zombie. Mate, that warehouse is nasty.
It's crazy.
Nasty, nasty. Yo, this is sick. And it's sick. And it's got all the too rough on it, bruv. It is fucking...
That's the inner sleeve, yeah? Yo,
that's theme. The inner sleeve. When I get my new yard, this is going up, bruv.
Theme. There's one thing getting your, you know, getting your artwork and your blood, sweat and tears. Like, and
oh, here just we go. To see this sounds positive. And fuck me!
It is positive.
And to see it
on like printed, you know what I mean? Like printed, like, and you know that vinyl is traveling all over the world now. People are buying that shit, whether it's on the CD or on the vinyl. There are thousands and thousands of people now with that in their hands. Some people hanging it up on their walls. That's a piece of artwork. Now, on that level alone, that's a beautiful thing. On a next level.
Beautiful thing.
On a next level. That Badadan tune and just Chase and Status in general, 2023 was their year, man. When we were at the launch of the album, that's like a cultural thing. Like that's like part of the zeitgeist of London music, let alone music in general. And you had not only a part in it, not even a part in it, you had a big part in the visual.
I was basically the conductor of the whole... Basically, I come up with... basically, it was me. It's me.
Well, yeah, basically.
I taught them how to mix, bruv.
The music wasn't you, but like on a visual side of things...
He had a Newmark mixer, one of them old dog shit Newmark mixers. You remember we used to get dissed for having a Newmark mixer?
Yeah.
Right, now I hear what you're saying, and they've done...
it's incredible, man.
Three, maybe four, in like the top whatever, man.
Yeah,
20,
top 10, whatever, yeah.
They've had two in the top 10 at the same time. They've fucking nailed that shit.
It's crazy. They're out in America now. And the thing is, theme as well... Of course, there's the music side, and they've put in a lot of work, you know, production and getting out there, DJing, promoting, and all that stuff. But the visuals is a big part of it, man. It's a huge part of it. And they put that
big up Cash.
And your boy, Sol, he put that on your shoulders, man. That's like a big thing for them to do, man. And
he
came through. And you came through.
And you know, yeah, you know. I sent him a bit. We had a conversation the other day, and I was like, I know that you've got teams who've got teams who've got teams who've got teams.
Yeah.
And there would have been a meeting, a couple of meetings, rare. And he's been saying, I've got the geezer. And they were like, listen, we've got this guy who works for... Yeah. He's like, exactly. Yeah. If we're doing that, I've got the geezer. Yeah. And he blatantly, do you know what I mean? He was like, nah, bruv, I've told them I know the guy. And I remember the message where he sent me, and I thought, oh, fuck. You know, that was it. I've told them I know the guy. Rare. And do you want to do it? I'm like, yeah. But yeah, mad stress and pressure sometimes. And when it was getting dark, dusting back from work, to try and get a few videos made of what's not on. This, man, no. It's like proper creative agents. Like, can you do this by today? You're like,
yeah.
What? It wasn't even spoken about yesterday. It's a completely new idea. You're like, yeah. Like, drawing.
Yeah, man. Exactly. No, but you came through, man. You came through. And the thing is, they wanted the authenticity, and that's what they got at the end of the day. They didn't want it like, you know, oh, yeah, we could have got fucking, you know, I'm not going to name anyone, but, you know, glossy writer, you know, to do something like, you know, they wanted a hardcore fucking shit, and that's what they got. You know what I'm saying?
They wanted that shit.
They didn't want it all pretty
they
and
wanted
nice.
That shit. They wanted yeah, that shit. Exactly. They didn't rugged. Want it pretty and nice.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, and that's the bomb, man.
So on that note, we should go into the graph sketches because
let's check out.
There was a lot of graph done.
Yeah, but these
Maddie, I want to tell you, you're going to be very proud of me. Yeah,
go on.
I'm going to mute my mic while I open my pistachios.
Okay, good. You're not going to munch straight into the microphone, no? Shut up. Yeah, but you don't keep it muted though. You got to, you know what I mean?
I just screamed. Okay. Maddie's a wanker as loud as I could. You can never hear me.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try and share the entire screen. Okay, cool. And if I move this down, boom. Noah Dickinson saying, pick mine. What is your one? Which one is it? I don't know, Noah Dickinson. No one wrote Noah Dickinson.
Noah Dickinson sounds like he's got a longer sack than me.
Okay, these are ones that have been sent in recently. But to be honest, just so you guys know, I've been digging into, because we've not been getting sent enough. So I've been digging into other people's Instagram accounts. If you're following us and you're not set on private, then that means you're fair game for critique, all right? So, and also I got one in here that I just want to big up. But let's start with this one first, man. Can you see that? All right, yeah?
Big up Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck. All right, this doesn't say, it says Friar. F-R-I-A-H. Green fade, light green down into dark green. And it's got another different green with drips coming down the top and bubbles coming up the bottom. Black outline, pink one time. Friar T-G-P. Love wins written underneath it. It says love wins in a really shitty hand style, man.
Was this sent over?
This was sent. Friar, he sent a few, and you know what I do, man. I always pick the worst one that people send me. And all right. Any first thoughts? theme us?
I can't even look at it because of the H. The H.
Yeah, the
H. I can't even. I might put my whole camera on mute because of the H. I'm out of here. There you go.
All right. So you know what? Usually what I tell people, you know, of a lesser caliber when they send stuff in, I usually tell them, look, keep it simple. You're going too mad. Fryer, to his credit, he's kept it simple. So I'm going to give him big up on that. All right. He's still
and you know what style he's trying to do as well, isn't it? Those R's yeah, and those
with the
A's.
pointy bottom bits. Yeah,
reminds me of old FLS. Like
yeah, the effort. Exactly, with the pointy bits at the bottom of the letters like that here, like he's done there. Yo, he's gone too thin on the shadow on a lot of the parts. You see, on the F, it's not too bad, but, you know, just keep it consistent. He's not gone consistent with it. The outline's a bit thin as well. You know, the H though. Let's talk about this H. Look how all the other
Look at Noah's comments.
I can't see the
whack
comments.
As fuck.
Oh shit.
Get this off my screen.
Damn, son. All right, you guys are getting on rowdy. We're not getting on. Sorry, I have to pull the thing up to see the comments. So I mean, I just want to say this one. The H, I want to say what the problem is, just so Fryer kind of knows what we're talking about, okay? Look at the space between the F and the R. It's a nice little gap, okay? It's the top of the F is touching, you know, overlapping the top of the R, cool. Then the bottom of the R, slightly overlapping the I, cool. Then the A, top of the A is touching the I there, sweet. And then here, the H is just like mounting the A. Yeah, it's like going right behind it. And it's like, you know what I mean? Just like, it's just too much there. The H should start it. You see this backbone here of the H? That should be where the right side of the H is, basically. But then if the A is leaning like that, then you could have leaned the H a bit that way and then had the other one leaning up that way. You could have made it work, but without shoving it all the way there, man. You know what I mean?
Fire.
The fade is halfway decent. You know what I mean? It's not too bad. You know, they kind of know what they're doing. They're getting there. They just need to do more, man. Practice a bit more. Practice makes perfect, okay? Now, I'm going
to
play...
They're getting there. They just need to do more.
Just, you know, practice makes perfect. All right, so now is the next
one. Excellent advice, to be fair.
Here's the next one. Allure. A-L-U-R-E. Allure 1. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, he's bigged up 4Y. 4Y, that's my boy, 4Y. Salute 4Y, man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this styles, man? It's a chrome dub with a black outline, little bits of purple.
No me gusta. Pero I'll tell you what.
What?
I don't like it, but this geezer is obviously a level up, a couple of levels up from the guy before, yeah?
Yes.
He's painting a bit, he's doing concentrating his letters and rare.
Yeah.
So we can be a little bit more harsh.
Okay.
Like a little bit more like, you know, this is what it is. The L, man. I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to fill up a bit of space the way he brings it down and across and up and down to the right where it goes curvy.
Mm.
I really don't like that, man. The U being the completely different size on each side.
Yeah.
And those kind of E's, like if you want to do the end of the E dripping down like that, I mean, is it a drip or is it a little sort of more sharp a bit like little on flick. The bottom of the A's?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? But there's some bit like the R, you know what I mean? Pretty decent. He's got like his little movement, jaggy jaggies after his outline.
Yeah.
And it does fit together. You see the L goes into the U. The U
the style is consistent.
The R goes into the E.
The style is consistent, yes.
There's something there. You can definitely make that. If you keep doing that outline, you can definitely make
it's not
good,
just
you're changing
bits.
It and stuff.
He's put yellow bits and pink bits around it. Sorry, I just noticed that. Well, yo, okay.
Allure 1.
I disagree with you with the L. I like the L. I think out of all the letters...
I hate the bottom right of it.
What, just this bit here, this bulbous bit here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but kind of... Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of it, but... I think it fits the rest. Like, look at the top of the A there, top of the L, you know what I mean? Top of the U, top of the E. Like, you know, kind
the
of...
The R is going a bit too high, isn't it?
The R... You know what? Now, if I'm going to say, I think the U is way too small, but, you know, I can let that go, I guess, a little bit, because I see what they're trying to do. They're making this, like, this flow, and this bounce. Yeah, when you talk about letters having a bounce to it, this is bouncy all over the place, and I like it in that way. You know what I mean? Like, he's got even little lines there, like little like motion lines to make it look like it's like jiggling about, you know what I mean? Which I like, you know what I mean? That's standard procedure.
Like though. A Larry Longball sack, just whapping in the wind.
Now, if I, now, you know, yes, this guy's a level up from Fryer for sure. He's got some style to his letters. He knows what he's doing. Look, he's got the little like line in the letter with the two little bolts, like it's like a metallic thing that's connected by bolts. Here on the A doesn't work as well as it does on the other letters.
What was this?
You see
thing
this line about? Like that with a dot there, dot there, dot there, dot there. It's like a little thing, like it's joining together. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like two metal pieces joined together.
I couldn't see it on the A. I thought you said it was on the A.
There, and it's gone a bit curly and it doesn't really work there. You know what I mean?
But is this a really quick filling? Is it just a quick fill thing? Was it faded paint?
I think it's shit paint on a shit wall with a shit glare on the photo. So you can really see where he's scribbled in the fill.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Which I'm not going to be mad at him for. And if he's putting up 4Y and he's anything like 4Y, these guys, you know, they don't buy paint. They rack their shit and they, you know, so...
That's what I'm saying!
It might just be shitty paint, you know what I mean? Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm going to start nitpicking now. When I say nitpicking, I mean as in, you know, it's up and it's good and it's cool and it's consistent. Like I said, it's got some style to it. So now this is just personal preference now. This is just me being personal. The pink bits and those bits, I don't like them. You know what I mean? They're just a bit more too erratic.
They're sort of
and,
nowhere.
And he hasn't put no thought into it and he's just gone, oh, I've always got to stick some colours in it. Don't have them going there. Do some bubbles going through your piece or something or like a little skin.
Maybe he didn't have enough paint. Oh, he did. He's done a
border. Yeah, but he's got enough to do those, so he should have enough to do a couple bubbles here. You know, like, you know, now that just looks messy and a bit, you know, unthought of. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I noticed. Now, some of the lines, they lack confidence. Does that make sense? Some of the lines he's done, some of them are nice and sharp, and you can tell he's done it in one go and then maybe thickened it up slightly or whatever. But there are some bits of it where, like this part of the L, or is that, no, that's because of the yellow and the thing there. I don't know. They just kind of lack confidence to a certain degree.
Do you reckon, you see the middle bar of the A that goes across as an A, yeah?
Yeah.
It seems to be very well done going into the L. You see the L.
I like that.
Do you reckon he's done that to lips? Because that would be good sizing. Yeah, then he's, you know.
Nah, he's definitely done that. You can even see the sketch lines because it's not filled in great. You can see those lines came here. Good. And he can, that's called the bounce of the letters. And look, and then the L follows on to the U here. And then the U bounces into the R. The R bounces into the E there like that.
Done in Gunnersbury Park.
You think?
That's what someone said on the
Gunnersbury Park. Does that look like Gunnersbury Park? Doesn't.
There's
like
a little sort of derelict thing
with a shitty bench that's broken and a fucking upturned fucking Tesco's basket.
Or something on the roof, and Tank has done something below. No, this geezer Noah Dixon's going in, bro.
Oh, is it? It's Noah Dixon. What does he write if he wants us? He writes dregs. Shit, I don't know if I've got a dregs here, man. Oh, no, dregs as in he used the dregs of his piece.
He's like, come on, fam.
Nah, I know it's all
I need
love.
I just scroll down the comments. Fanifier clearly word. Shit is weak, son.
What's he saying? Fame. That's mine. Fame. Oh, that's him. Allure is Noah Dickerson. Nah, don't stop fucking around, Noah.
Hey, he's just put that's mine at the top. That's mine, baby. Come on, fam. You must know me.
You must listen. I don't want to go too in on Allure because I kind of like this, to be honest, man. I'm not too mad at it. The U, I'm not, you know, whatever. But that's again personal preference, man. But I don't want to get too in on Allure.
I like the hand style of the reach.
You like the hand style?
Let me see again.
It's kind of cut off the A bit, but it's not too bad. Little underline jobby. Booyah! Cool. All right, what's this one?
Lol, if he's wrecking paint and doing graph like that, I rate it because that's, do you know what I mean? I don't need graph to look mad polished and shit like that.
Yeah,
if it is a shit paint filling like that, For me, I like it more. Do you know what I mean? I like that shit.
I didn't mean that. When I said confidence of the line, I don't mean it has to be super neat with cutbacks and all that stuff. I'm talking about the fill then. Oh, yeah, the fill. Yeah, yeah. Who gives a shit? Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
What does unless this say?
If it's on a legal, then you should really take the time to fill it
in. Don't tell me what this says, okay?
All right, okay.
I'm going to have a little look, yeah?
Go on. I've pulled up the next one now. So white fill with a black outline, yellow
3D. Manaman is going with TH, and then I'm going R. YE. But then I'm just like, Thry?
No, it's not. Look, it says
T-H,
it here.
TH. Not an H then, T-Y. Not
an H. It's like that.
So it's a T and a T.
No.
And an R and a
Y. Ignore this thing. It's just this bit here. And then an R.
Well, that's a U.
Yes, it's a U.
What?
Then an R, then an O, and then an E.
That's not a Y.
It says Turo. Look. Turo 1. Is,
but you see that O with the block coming out of the middle down. That's a sick Y.
Yeah, I know. And the T, this second T looks all right as well, but it's not a T, it's a U. So it's T-U-R-O-E.
Oh, I'm not Turo having that.
One.
No, I'm not. The geezer can paint, but I'm not having the T going into the R like that.
Yeah.
That's way too much of a thick and long block.
Yes.
It completely looks like a massive part of the letter.
I agree. And even this bit sticking out the bottom of the O as well. I think it's a bit confusing, but
yeah. I mean, I thought it was a Y, so it's more than confusing.
But overall, I like it. It's got
my
nice
Y is
to
better
it.
Than his O. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That Y, if that was a Y like that, whap, 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 and that bit coming off it into the E, like whap, 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 that's a sick Y, bro.
Yeah, it's a nice Y, but I still like it. I like it. It's just this bar going over the U. I don't know, maybe somehow done something different there. I see he's trying to fill in, you know, obviously the negative space. You can't leave too big of a gap, so you've got to put something there. But this is, again, I'm straight nitpicking now because I like this. Is it a piece? Yeah, piece. I like it, man.
I think look, Brentless, everyone in here thought that was a Y. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can see the comments. I can't see the comments. I like the yellow with the white fill and the little purpley gray bits going through it and the green bubbles around the outside. It's a nice piece, man.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
a
not
nice
sure
piece.
About the 3D. Not sure about the 3D.
I like the 3D. I don't think it's not
them
like...
lines are too fat. And
Yeah, but he's done the old school thing, you know, when you do a circle in the 3D, little circle where you round the edges.
But
I like
hasn't
that.
Really done it.
He hasn't done it consistently. Spots. Yeah, it's true. There's some spots maybe... He could have done it. But this is minor little things, man.
Do you know what I don't like about this piece? I've just figured out I don't like you.
What?
Going to mulch the wall and then dropping letters like that. Like the E is decent. The E is decent. The Y, everyone up in here knowing that's a Y, everyone knows that's a sick Y.
Yeah. Okay.
The R, I'm like, is it a K? You know what I mean? Because this person... I reckon this person spent quite a bit of time throwing it up.
Yeah, probably.
And if you're spending that much time throwing it up, you see the way the Y goes into the E, that's sick. But the T, what happened there? Why does he go so skinny and short where he jaggers up at the bottom?
He should have done this here, where this...
Yes,
like this
exactly,
second,
man.
He should have done that there, yeah. Yeah. But I think this is nitpicking. At the end of the day, I like it. I like the little arrows zinging out. You know what I mean? Bing, bang, bosh, bang.
Yeah, I like that. I like the E a lot.
The E is real cool. Nice, consistent. You know what I mean? It goes thin and thick in parts, but it's nicely consistent. No bit really stands out where like it's jarring to the eye. Maybe a little bit on the 3D because he's gone really thick on the outline of the 3D down here at the bottom, but not so much... in the rest of the piece, you know what I mean? Maybe a little bit up here, but... So that, a little bit.
Two row.
And also...
Two row or not, you know?
But, you know, I don't want to go in too much on the 3D, but you see how it's going down here? But over here, just above it, it's going to the right. So that's throwing me off a little bit. But again, that's minor, really, at the end of the day.
No, it's nice. Shit's nice, you know what I'm saying?
All right, this one, though...
We've got another one, yeah?
We've got a few, but I think we might end on this one because we've already gone over an hour now. What's the chat saying? Are they cool? Everyone cool in the
They're
chat?
All thinking the same thing as theme,
Stocky's
bro.
Loving it. Easy, Stocky. What does it say? Okay, cool. So now, oh shit, what happened?
¿Qué pasa contigo?
So now, this is a chat. This is a guy who sent one in a while ago. I can't, like maybe 20 episodes ago. His name was Einos. And he did like a yellow with green fill. I think we said it looked like a horse jizzed on
Big
it.
Big up the Cashington Cash, Cash, Cash.
Hey, we got cash in the place. What's up? Now, this one, he did, look, check this out. So the last one he sent in was, you know, it was decent. But this one, really. So he's done a, can you tell who that is?
Well, I can see the reach is prodigy.
Okay, yeah. So,
and is that a he? No, hey.
Forget about the tag.
Let me see the piece. Let me see the piece, yo. Let me see the
okay,
piece.
Okay, wait. There's a better picture of the piece here. So it says Einos, Einos, and he's gone in on this piece. It's got it's like a purple to pink fade, black outline, yellow one time, like a mad fire electricity running through the whole thing.
I would call that an electricity sparkle, yeah.
Yeah, electricity sparkle. He went in on this. Look, a cityscape in the background.
Yeah, man. Scaffolding and
wild style, you know what I mean?
Red sky at night. Shepherd's delight.
He didn't send the greatest resolution photo, so it's a little bit pixelated, but you can see what's going on. I reckon, again, I'm nitpicking, because this is a nice piece, obviously, it's a nice piece, but he's filled it in with loads of little isms. If you look in, the letters, yeah, I don't know, man. He's disguising the letters with all these little isms and little furry bits sticking off and isms and schisms jumping out the sides, yeah, and like
a
it's
lot of
kind
people
of
do that though, innit? They make it the overall.
I need the letters, the core of the letters to be dope. You know what I mean?
I know.
And they're nice.
It's more like a composition thing as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the overall fucking look of it.
Mm.
But yeah, if you break down the letters like the N, I'm like,
yeah, it's like what? Yeah.
The O's all right, man. You know, because the O's the O. But
an O is an O. But you said, I remember you saying on a previous episode that O is the hardest letter ever done.
I just like it. Yeah, I like that O, man.
But you know what? He went in on this piece. It's obviously, you know, you can see compared to the spray cans next to it, it's a large wall. You know what I mean? Like, it's very rare I've fucking gone in on a wall like that. So he went in. You know what I mean? So I got to give him props for that, man.
No, he's cool.
But what do you think about the character, though? Do you think it looks like Prodigy? I don't know, man. I mean,
I can't do that. I can't do that shit.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a lot of the shit he's done there, I can't do it. But maybe the eyes, man. At the least, I would say it's a very young Prodigy.
Yeah. Yeah, you and he did have sickle cell, so maybe this was when he was struggling with... No, I'm sorry, I'm being rude.
Fucking cheap.
I'm being really rude. Listen, I don't draw... Like, I would never even attempt doing a portrait of someone. It's a very daunting thing to do because you do one thing, like the eyes are a little bit too wide apart, if the gap between the nose and the mouth is too far, if the, you know, any little thing goes off too much, then it throws off the whole face.
There's some of it that looks, I'm just trying to cut out some of his eye or some of his face. There's some of it that looks like Pete.
It does. It does look like him. I don't want to be too harsh because it does look like him and it's really well done.
I think the right eye, as we look at it, the right eye fucks me over.
This eye, yeah. The right eye, the shape of it. You know what I mean? And I don't recognize the photo that he must have taken this from. You know how, you know, usually when people do like famous people, you go, I know that because it's a famous photo of that person. You know when people do Bob Marley, they always do that same Bob Marley one. If people do Biggie, they always do the same Biggie one. But this one, I don't recognize it. So I'll give him props for finding a, you know, an image that not everyone has done.
Such a shame that I didn't get in MOP, in Mobb Deep.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It is a fucking shame.
Maybe we'll get Havocon and we'll see what happens.
It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
Can't replace P.
Yeah. But you can replace Little Fame, yeah? Safe, yeah?
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple of words of letting back in. So, oh, okay, you know what I mean? Cool. Yeah, letting back in.
I just wanted to end this on this. I saw this the other day. Slam TBF posted this picture of a piece.
Go on, Slammy.
And it's a dope piece, man. I really like this piece.
Come on.
I thought, yo, big up Slam. I thought, let me give him a shout out. Slam has been writing a long time, man. You know what I mean? Like, the whole time I've been writing, I've been seeing Slam.
Well, he's been putting it in.
And this isn't like, it's not even like...
Big up Slam all the time. Big up TBF. Big up everything.
It's not even the most complex piece or anything like that. But this is what I want to talk about. Letters having style. He's not going crazy trying to cover up the letters with all these little isms and stuff. He's done a nice, like, black, dark fill-in with a yellow outline with orange in the 3D to side rock 3D. Little blue fades in there, pink fades. It's just a really nice effect he's got with the colours. It really makes the letters jump out because the dude has got ill letters, so he wants to show off his letters. He's not trying to disguise his letters, you know what I mean? The A maybe is... I don't know, the A is dope as well. Like just the way the A kind of goes there, maybe a little bit, I don't know. But again, I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to take the piss. Because I really like this piece. I think it stands out. I think it looks dope.
I'd say it's definitely not anywhere near the best pieces I've seen Slam do.
No.
But in terms of letters as well, I love the M.
Big the fan. M is dope.
I'm usually a big fan of every single letter that he does.
And you can see, like, he's influenced a lot of people. A lot of people, you know... took from him, man, and ran with it. You know what I mean? So I want to give
a lot of tubes, a lot of damage, a lot of T-sides.
A lot of
North
damage.
London Don? North London Don or South?
I'm pretty sure he's North, man.
North London Don.
He's North. Ah, big up. We got Cruel in the house. Big up, Cruel, man. Salute.
There's a geezer around Acton, proper toilet, just started out writing cast. And I'm just thinking, every time I see him on his little fucking building site billboard, he does both, C-A-S-T, but casted C-A-S-T, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's upsetting just for that kind of caliber of word. It's upsetting to see someone, you're like, fuck. Obviously, he doesn't know shit. He's probably about 12.
Well,
but you're just thinking,
exactly, man. And it's mad.
I always want to line those people out and then put this geezer reckons he writes cast, and then just like, lol. But there's bare different reaches I want to do that to.
You know what? You just reminded me of a mad story. Yeah, I don't know if I've told this on the pod. I might have, maybe on like the first or second episode, but let me just say it again. I remember when I was a kid at the family house in the garage. I remember coming outside, like, because I used to hang out around where the garage was, you know, me and Frez when we were little kids. Yeah, I'm talking when we were like 15 or so, maybe 14, 15. And I'm doing graph as well, so I'm putting up little tags inside the garage, yeah, and just like fucking around and stuff. And then I remember some local kid, he was writing Forsk, F-O-R-S-K. Yeah.
No.
Weird. You know, one of them weird toy tags. Yeah. And he'd done a pen tag on my garage door. And I was like, oh, yo.
This I'm is not- one you come for.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not having that, man. So then, but instead of lying it out, I thought genius. Like, I thought lightning struck my fucking brain.
Let me do a much better one.
No. I went in, got a marker pen, came out, and I put an I
skin
and an N. After it. I just put an I and an N, just thinking, let me piss this guy off, yeah? Now, about a couple days later, I'm back out in the garage fucking around, and I look on the door, and now this Forsk dude came back, yeah? And he just tagged the whole thing. He was going, fuck you, yeah, you dickhead, chief, motherfucker, and all this stuff. And I was like, nah, man. He just felt like battered.
Battered the garage.
Yeah. So, boom, I'm like, I can't have this. I got to clean this off now, yeah? So I'm pissed off. I get the hose, and I'm, like, spraying the door, and I'm scrubbing the whole fucking door, and I get rid of everything, and the only thing left is the IN, because I did it in permanent marker, and he done it in fucking paint pen. And I couldn't get rid of the IN, man. So the IN was there for time afterwards.
For time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, party people.
I gotta go make some, start cooking up and shit, man.
Yeah. No, thank you, man.
Hanging up the laundry.
Yeah, we got 32 heads in the place, man. Salute. Thank you for watching, man. This will be This will be on the Arms House YouTube. I will get the audio and I'll upload it for the audio people. If you enjoyed the live, when we do it live like this, let us know in the comments, man, and we'll do it more often, man, because I kind of like it live. It's a bit more off the cuff and we can do suggestions people talk about in the chat and stuff. Like, I kind of like it. Not all the time, but once in a blue moon, it's nice to do.
It's nice, man.
It's nice. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, we are signing out.
Yeah.
On episode, what, 59?
59, dude.
From Arms House to your mum's house with a message to say, be careful who you call fam. Don't ever use that word too much and overdo it. Family will be at your hospital bed. Family will be with you through thick and thin. I got family that is more family than family. You know what I'm saying? Amber is one of those guys. Big up to your real fam and keep them close. Do not use family too lightly. Peace out, fam.
Peace, man. Peace.